You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And at the end of the day, I think, you know, the decision had to be, well, there was no decision to be made. The medical advice was that I retire and I don't continue to play. And obviously that was from the two independent medical experts.
Dale Finucane announcing his medical retirement yesterday. So last week in the AFL, it was Nathan Murphy. This week, it's Dale Finucane in the NRL. We reach across the divide where our commonalities are much stronger than our differences this week. Andrew Voss. Vossy, hello.
Yeah, Jared, a sad but proud day yesterday. A sad but proud day and a touch concerning. Obviously, Dale has made his decision. But for the record, the medical advice was based on 7 positive concussions, HIAs, since 2019. So 7 concussions where he's failed the HIA test in-game, and that has all accumulated since 2019.
How heavily do these land in your world, Vossy? They're especially sobering days in AFL circles when it happens.
Yeah, it will sound contradictory. Dale Finucane doesn't go down as one of the great players, but he's been a great player because it is more than just what he brought to the game, the 80 minutes. And I'll hand over to my breakfast show co-host, Greg Alexander, who has spent a life in rugby league at the elite level as a player, then as an official at the elite level of State of Origin. He described Dale this morning on the breakfast show as the absolute professional. Never seen better. Never seen better in all his time in rugby league that every team needed a Dale Finucane because he was the consummate professional. Every training session was important. He took no shortcuts. He set a great example. He was great for team harmony, morale, a bit of fun as well. And what's this, Jared? He could play guitar and sing better than most of us. Like what a string to the bow to bring to the rep team or the team environment where you spend a lot of time away or sitting around. And there's Dale Finucane, a very talented man, but a real man's man as well.
There's a rather remarkable story on the front page of the Australian today where a former Bulldogs player is launching a $4 million lawsuit that included in the accusations are the deprivation of liberty. So I've read some of this, but I'll have a proper read later in the day. How are you absorbing this story and what the ramifications might be?
Well, it's massive. It has the layman who has never experienced first-grade rugby league asking the question, so how do they get through boot camps and army camps, which I'm sure AFL pre-seasons include as well. And in Australia, you are training. In Australia, you train in the heat of summer when these things are happening, where you get pushed to the limit. So a lot of people are scratching their head saying, well, this player has gone to the absolute nth degree here. I wonder how many others have contemplated it. Now, in this case, Jackson Torpedy, the young Canterbury player, what we know, and all of this will come out, this will be quite a lengthy process, but as part of a code of some kind, and clubs have it, you could ask Cameron Smith, they had a wheel, you spin, you know, it's everything from having to do extras in some degree to washing cars to whatever. At Canterbury, apparently, the punishment, if you will, here, was a wrestling session. And what we were led to believe is this player then had to wrestle pretty much every player in the squad in one hit. What will be investigated? Other players will need to come forward. I think everyone would have to give evidence and give their account. and what how they felt. In was this unusual? Was this out of the ordinary? From the experience to the junior players in the club, but it's a very serious case. The amount of money, obviously, we are going down a sort of an ambit line. You start at the high figure, but it's going to be an intriguing case. I dare say, watched by far more than just the rugby league folk.
Yeah, so it brings to mind there was an AFL case that Shane Strempel was exposed to. I think it was a boxing session in Robert Walls's days at the Brisbane Lions. We're talking back in the 90s, maybe.
Right.
Yes, but the phrases associated: deprivation of liberty, yes, exactly. Unlawful corporal punishment, assault and battery.
Did you ever think you'd hear the expression corporal punishment around one of our football codes or in relation to something to do with one of our football codes? But again, I get back to the vision we see, and these days social media departments do a great job of pulling back the curtain on off-season training, and we go, wow, look what these guys are up to. You know, while I'm sitting around my pool in December, this is what, you know, the elite athletes in our rugby league and an AFL or rugby union are doing, and you go, boy, glad that's not me. But, yeah. You know, this is a case that would be, I assume, not just followed by football codes in Australia, but may resonate overseas as well, internationally.
Yeah, and what practices have been used in the past, and we're not talking the dim, dark past here either, and
no.
What's out of place in the modern world. That it's so interesting to read that more fully and then to understand how courts would rule on a sporting environment in the modern context. You're right, it is the ripple effect of this will be far and wide.
And it certainly wasn't flippant. When someone raised the point today, we are going back almost to along the lines of the movie A Few Good Men, that famous scene where Jack Nicholson takes the stand and Tom Cruise is cross-examining and pushes to the point, well, and to paraphrase, you know, you've got them, I don't order a code red, yeah, or code blue, or whatever it was. You know, they train hard. It's a different job to what the rest of us, most of us do, that they are pushed to the limits in their off-season training, because that holds them up, as we're led to believe, at the back end of the season proper.
The complexities of the modern sporting world. Vossi, thank you. Enjoy your Anzac round games.
Yeah, we will. And to everyone heading out to Amy Park in Melbourne, you know, they do it so well. Rugby league sport has a great role to play, never greater than right now, in carrying on the legacy, and the Storm will play their bit tomorrow night.